He stuffed the tail under his blankets as Kedar approached. She eyed him up and down in disappointment.
So you don't be dead, Yar? What a pity. I was hoping their stake would have slayed you.
Plug spat, but missed her.
So sorry not to please ya, but here I am, fitting well, your high royalness.
Kerda shrugged.
Never mind. The wound might get poisoned and kill you. Then I'd be very glad, Yar.
Plug bared his crooked teeth at the pure ferret.
If it does, I'll come back and haunt you, missy.
She stalked off, sniggering to herself. Scummy returned with a beaker that contained a few lumps of pine resin. He placed it on the fire.
This should do the trick, Captain. I'll have you looking good as new in a tick. Grubbage, you sit on the Captain and hold him still. This is gonna work, Captain. Hold tight.
Blistering barnacles! That stuff burns! Pour some in the wound too, mate. That'll keep it clean. I ain't about to die just to please that snotty little madam. Well, how does it look, Grubbage? Tell the truth now.
Looks pretty as a summer moon covered with roses, Captain.
The freebooter stood up, wincing.
Never mind no summer moon with roses, long as it looks like my tail in its proper place, too. Well, does it?
Both crew beasts nodded furiously. Before they could blink, Plug had them both by the noses, his claws sunk in ruthlessly.
Now listen, buckos. One word of this gets out, and I'll be a laughing stock. So you keep your gobs buttoned tight, or I'll skin you both alive and make a cloak of your eyes. Do you hear me? Say aye aye, Captain, if'n you do.
Tears flooding their eyes, both crew beasts danced tip-pawed on the spot as they obeyed the command. Plug limped a few steps, the tail held firm. He wheeled on Scummy and Grubbage.
From now on, wherever I goes, you two follow right behind me. Everywhere. Keep your eyes on me tail and fix it if and it slips afore any beast can see. Aye, aye, mates, look who's sneaking into camp. 'Tis the slave catcher.
Riggan padded noiselessly down the bank to where Kerda and Vorto were sitting at their own fire, apart from the ratguards and crew beasts. Plug and his two followers trailed in her wake. Kerda stared haughtily at the three freebooters, but they did not move. Leaning on his battle axe, Plug sneered back at her.